operating systems. You already know application architecture. The virtual file system is what saves application memory. It is a tree, already fully featured when we use XML. To save or restore your program memory, you save or load an XML file. When collaboration is needed, nodes need to have a write UUID and revision. UUID is a random string of characters, and revision a number. A write ID is an ID of the write operation that you're trying to perform. So every time you try to save data, even just first name, you give it a unique ID. It's like an operation ID, the write operation ID. Revision must always be synchronized to latest on save when the human is present, because the human can do conflict resolution right there and then. Your version is out of date. Somebody else wrote data. Please take a look. If there's an offline situation where a person was disconnected from the internet, then we have a friendly conflict with the random UUID serving as an automatic tiebreaker. In a collaborative environment, we ask which is the correct operation that should be accepted by everyone as the main one. Well, we sort all the operations that we know of by UUID. Yeah, and then the one that comes up on top by just alphanumeric sort is the winner. Now, if some forlorn computer in South America hasn't gotten all the data yet, they will select a different winner, but that does not matter for now. Because the documents are slowly arriving into the computer, and eventually, all of them will. And then you will have eventual consistency on all computers in the world. The collaboration systems here ask that everyone has all the data, just like when you're saving a file. The old dusty conflicts that had to be saved with the same version number, they are reviewed by a small AI and potentially escalated to humans. No problems here. All these little bits of information, the revision ID, the UUID, the file name, the nested folder structure of the file system that's capturing all this information is stored in XML, and XML is a universal language. Nothing more is needed. That the college taught wrote bad code in the wrong programming language that needed entire minutes to start programs up is a problem with the scam of standardized education. It's not an XML problem. XML is a language for everything that hardly needs a parser. It's one of the most powerful technologies ever thought up. In context of application data, think of XML as a web file system. To make reactivity easy, always have your operating systems use full paths to write or append to data. This wonderful consistency allows you to listen to changes on specific paths with wildcards. Now, to take a step back. A computer operating system is a bunch of programming that includes interfacing with hardware and exposing a user interface. But an operating system in general is a useful user interface that makes operating of whatever it is running on or in easy. Computer programs for editing images are operating systems. Those little panes are system windows. And instead of showing a useless desktop, they show the image that the stuff in the little windows can edit or alter or update. This is not an image operating system. It is an operating system for working with image files. And before you start arguing, let me tell you that an operating system takes 4 hours to create. Now, in the age of AI, it is a lot easier to make than messing around with all the reactive frameworks of today. If you learn to view operating systems this way, you have just conquered application architecture. Throw in a virtual minifile system that announces write, append, execute along with the full path, and you are now able to use wildcards to listen to file changes, create a special file that depends on listening to other files. You now have computed values based on other values in the file system, and you emit a write when you recalculate with a change based on the other stuff having changed first. In case you need a little bit of a sense of scale, a file is not actually a file, it's just a little property inside an XML document. So it can be as small as an integer representing perhaps the age of a person. It can be as small as the first name. And it can be as big as a long readme about how to do things in the system. Everything in a proper operating system is a file. Allow me to clarify here. This text is almost at an end. We are talking about operating systems, but we only mentioned the file system. That's because the file system is the operating system. Whoa. It is a powerful wisdom, and it goes like this. Everything is a file. This file system, this tree of files and folders, represents everything. If you want to emit an event into one of your applications, you append an XML node to its event file. If you want to listen to all events in an application, you simply watch the file. To close a window, you delete it from your process tree. To terminate the process that had a window open a second ago, you delete it from the process tree. To combine first name and last name and create a full name, you use three files, two normal ones, first name and last name, and one computed one, derived, well described, with XML syntax, no parsers necessary here. It specifies first name and last name as dependencies and a function that produces the value of full name when either changes. And when that happens, it pretends full name was written to by emitting a change event. This is the operating system. There is nothing more here. Maybe there is some HTML and XML somewhere to make the base UI, and remote modules under a URL with a tidy XML manifest that you can mount on top of your file system. But really, there is nothing else here. Because everything, windows and processes, input boxes and HTML user interfaces, everything is just a file. The tree represents the entire operating system.